Sharing Kitzchonar for Chav Tes Adar. We're in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph Siv Yud Dal. We're continuing to discuss in which cases Bdikas Chametz applies before Pesach, in which cases we demand of him to empty an entire storage, and how to prevent situations in which on Pesach you'll find Chametz. Halach Yud Dal. Bim Oisa Oitza Beboyer. If a person decided to make his storage place for his kernels of wheat or grain in a pit, now, and mechidim shein mechumatzes, what he's storing there are kernels of wheat that are not sprouted, are not swelled up, and they're not becoming chametz. Va'acharkach, however, later on down the pike, machmas lachos haborn is chametz achidim shebekarkoyz haborn shebekiraisel. Due to the dampness that's in this pit, so the kernels of wheat that were either on the bottom of the pit, by the floor of the pit, or by the close to the walls, they did start swelling up and become chametz. Amva b'shatzar mitzer shloshim yom, even though he filled it up within shloshim yom, and we said within Shloshim Yom, you're going to have to empty it if it's a different storage. Over here, in Eitzav Lepanis, the Barb Leila Basar Ulabotka, we do not require him to empty the entire pit and check it. Eldaila Bebidl, he could use throughout Pesach or whatever he needs, or for baking matzahs, and he could rely on whatever swelled up with Bidl Chametz. Why? Kimon Shabashasha Atzah, in the time when he started storing things there, Atzah Behetah, he did it properly. They were Chitim Shenim Chumatzahs, they weren't Chametz. Therefore, we allow him to just be Mabatal if there is any problem. Being Yesh B'nei Chitim Chumatzahs, if when you started storing them, when you're filling up the pit, they were already kernels that were chametz, yes, with the kamach lokidinim. In this case, there are differences in details, and therefore, v'yasa shas chacham, we have to discuss it with the rav. Halacha tezvav lo yas l'garin etvul l'tarne goylim b'makam lach. You're not allowed to throw kernels of grain for chickens to eat if it's a place that has moisture. If you're within 30 days, beyond 30 days, you can assume that the chickens ate it up already. But before, within 30 days, you're not allowed to throw over there. Lest you forget to check there, and you'll forget, and there's chametz that belongs to you. Now halacha tezayin, if someone's going out for a long journey, and dafka a long journey, and Alter Rebbe adds daita and his plan is Pesach, he's only coming back after Pesach. Therefore, koydim lechtoi, b'yimane shliach sheivdek b'vatel chametz. Before you leave, you appoint a shliach that should check on your behalf and be mevatel the chametz. The Mishnah Berurah says, interestingly, that if he's planning to come a long time before Pesach home, then he doesn't need to rely on anyone else. He could rely on himself to come back in time. But if he's running late and he's coming back very close to his man of Dikra, he should also be a man of someone to check his chametz and to be a battle his chametz. Now, when that person is doing it, he's doing the bitl chametz as well. He should, first of all, when he appoints him, he should tell him clearly, he appoints him Sai to check and search, hunt down the chametz. It's his to the extent he's able to be mevatel it and say it's annulled. And therefore, when the shliach says the nusach, he says, chametz shel pliny v'chulu, the chametz that belongs to this and this person, him is annulled. Bechlal, if we sell the chametz, then it's not a problem. Just you have to mark it off, and you're not let it go there. On mekomon kam, however, gam basher usham berfeis babaker yivatel chametz rishusay. Even though he appointed somebody and it gave him the power of attorney, he's able to annul the chametz. He's still wherever the real owner is. He should also be mevatel chametz on erev Pesach in the morning. Halacha yodzayin. Matzah chametz beisiv cholamay. What happens? A person on cholamay found chametz in his house. Yotziyena yisur fenish. Take it out and burn it. V'im yesh bekazayis. It has the shear of a kazayis. In that case, yivarech mitchila al bir chametz. He makes the nosach with the bracha Hashem Hashem al bir chametz. Al apachas mekazayis lo yivarech. According to the Rishonim Gansh, less than a kazayis, one should not make a bracha. The Alter Rebbe says elam ken is chametz bepesach chimutz gomer. If you see that this became chametz on Pesach, not that you didn't find it, the ones you didn't find, you made a bracha for, you already know, that's a different story. But if you saw on Pesach this became chametz, then you could make with a bracha even less than a kazayis. What happens if you found it on Yom Tif or Shabbos Cholamayit, in which case it's muktzah, or Shabbos Cholamayit, Pesach, or Shabbos Cholamayit, Pesach, that you're not allowed to move it, and this is specifically on that Friday, on that Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach, that means if the completion of the fifth hour, and Shalshish is when you're not allowed it's also by now, and at that point, you're not allowed to move it, it's not really anything. You shouldn't have a muktzah. Yichbal of Kli should cover with a Kli ad Matzah Yom Tov or Matzah Shabbos until after Yom Tov or Shabbos. But at that point, you could burn it. If you found it at the end of Pesach and you cover it, by the time you're going to burn it, it's going to be Akvar Avra Pesach. It's going to be after Pesach. Matzah Yom Tov Sheni is Einim Evarachal. He doesn't make a bracha when he burns this chametz after Pesach. after Acharon Shal Pesach, he burns without a bracha. Even if it has the shear because it's halacha. Alvav Simen Kuf Yud Beis, which is going to discuss which chametz is also to keep at home and which chametz are you allowed to keep at home. Halacha Alf. Kol Dav Sheyesh Bo Tarebus Chametz. Anything that has within it a mixture of chametz, afilu or even more than that, afilu ein bo chametz be'ein. There's no actual physical chametz. Rakatami chametz. For example, a kernel of wheat fell in there, or chametz, a piece of chametz, and you took it out. Kigoyin Shesiris Chametz. You took out the chametz. The only thing left inside was the taste that went in from that piece of chametz into the liquid. Mikom Kerm Asal Al Shayesu BePesach. This is called Tarebus Chametz. You're not allowed to have it in your house on Pesach. Even if you're going to hide in a place that you're not regular to go there, you're not allowed to have it as if you have chametz in your ownership. What happens if you have a soup? It's all kashal of Pesach. Elo, it has the tam that came from the blia in the walls of a kli. That means it was cooked in a kli that cooked earlier chametz. So the taste of the chametz went into the kli. Called not by not the tera. The taste of chametz went into the walls of the kli, and now went back into food. But there's no physical taste that came directly from chametz. It went through the walls of the kli, and this is before Pesach, as we'll see. In that case, even if this kli was ben yomer, which means the taste that was in the wall is potent and a positive taste, and therefore it's an inyan, if it would be a taste of Isra, it would be Asr. Or another example for how it receives the taste from chametz, but not directly from the chametz. For example, if it was pickled for 24 hours and liquid in a kli chametz, then it also gets the taste from the walls of the kli. In that case, you're allowed to have it in your house through Pesach. However, you have to hide in a room that you won't be going there, so no one is nechshel. And this is also has to be in a kli that you moved it into a kli that's kasher lePesach. Because if it's still in a kli chametz and it's live, why that taste is also a problem. But dafkashin is bashel. It's dafke if this was cooked or pickled in the kli and got this taste before Pesach. If it got this taste on chametz, chayavim levare, it's considered yours and it's considered taste of Isra already. It's not right on the tater, and you're chayav to be mevare it on the spot. Halacha base. What happens if you have a whole bunch of grain and between them there are kernels that either sprouted or started splitting, etc. They started swelling up. Even if it's only a few in many, many hundreds of thousands of kernels. Or you see you have grain and it dripped on it water. You didn't see it exactly if it sprouted yet or not. Or someone washed some of the grain with water. Also, la, you're not allowed to have it in your possession on Pesach. If you did transgress and you left it in your possession throughout Pesach, then you are allowed to have it after Pesach because you don't know that it became awesome. Not only these kernels you're not allowed to have in your possession, you're also not allowed to have anything that any matzah that was made with this grain, for example. What happens if a person selling to his friend grain that has become wet and damp? He has to notify him. That person should be nichsel. Now, you're not allowed to also sell this such grain to a goy. If there's place to assume that he may sell it back to Yid, and the Yid won't know, and the Yid will assume, if you know there's a problem, you have to prevent anyone else being nechshel. The Yashar is to be Pesach, and the Yid, being that he doesn't know that the guy is selling something that was wet, the grain that was wet, he may keep it in his house of Pesach. Now, the Altar adds, Masha Inkin and Mechra Mat Mat, if he sells it slowly and he's selling only for right now, selling it to the guy, you could sell it. He's going to use it or sell it right now, but it's going to be finished before Pesach. Halacha Gimel. Clothing that they washed it, they put into dry cleaning, for example, and they were set properly with starch, with wheat starch. You're allowed to wear the Pesach, even though it has in it grain that touched water, etc. But it's considered chametz noiksha, it's not roi for lachila, and not tzuras oichel. If it was washed within 30 days, days of Pesach, and you could see the substance of the chametz on it. V'yesh kazayis b'chol beged, and combined in the entire beged, there is combined the kazayis. Toiv lachos ligro mashenir. Try to rub down and shave down whatever you do see, because again, even though it's not roi lachila, but you shouldn't be seeing that, and it shouldn't be in possession of it in 30 days, and you can see kazayis. Aval ein latzin al shulchan. One thing you definitely should not do: you're not allowed to put it on a table as a tablecloth. If it has some substance, because it may come to your mouth somehow. And the Alter Rebbe adds, I feel alpha pishayin nira. Even if you don't see it, if you know it was starched with wheat starch, then you're not allowed to, because it could become even a mashu chametz where nizah zoriz, etc. Now sheyesh lachos shemi spoiler mehem ezapiru. We're afraid that maybe it's a little bit of dust will flake off of it of chametz. The kolshkin also lost the tachan kamach shal pesach. How much more so if this is a sack that you washed, you're not allowed to put in flour. Halacha dal mutal advik nyaris b'chaloyin. What they would, once upon a story, they would glue to the windows, and like instead of window shades, they would glue papers. And this devik, this glue was made with water and wheat and flour. You're allowed to stick to the window even if it's 30 days before Pesach. Also, this, the chametz that's mixed into this glue, should not be seen. Because it's not considered chametz gamer, and it's not lachil, etc. Also, it's also covered. You don't see. Usually, you're sticking a duck to the window, so the glue side is on the side facing the window, not the one facing the people in the house. Therefore, that we were not stringent. If you do see the chametz, also you're not allowed to. The Alter Rebbe holds that this din is like the din of gadin that we explain in Siv Gimel, that if it's less than a kazayis combined, and you don't see it, then it's before shloshim yom. How much more so? If it's before 30 days, then it's mutar b'chol inyan.